You mean all them heathens out there that sin and he's not holding their sins against them? Not at this point, he's not. Right now, he's not. In other words, it don't make any which one of them heathens. They're the head of the mafia, and just killed 50 people last year, raped 20 women, killed 20 babies, all this stuff. You say, well, God ought to just kill him. He's not even holding his sins against him right now. That murdering, raping head of the mafia could walk in and you could say, let me tell you about Jesus. You need to accept Jesus. And if a guy comes under conviction by the Holy Ghost and says, I'd like to have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. How many of those sins does the blood cover? That's kind of beyond me, isn't it, you keep? And that guy walks into the kingdom and he's clean and pure just like you are. He's a son of God. A joint heir with a king. But you say, but God, this ain't fair. Look at that wicked critter. He said, no, wait a minute. He used to be one of them wicked critters. But he ain't no more. My blood is just as powerful for you as it was for him. And so when I washed you and cleaned you up, I washed him and cleaned him up. Now then, what if this guy goes through his whole life and never comes to know Jesus? What if, like Ty said, well, it's our fault. We ain't out doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're not telling them about Jesus. This guy never hears about the love of Jesus. And he comes to the end of his life and he dies with all his sins to his account. What happens? Now he's accountable. Now he's going to be judged. Now the blood don't cover those no more. He died in that sin. And by dying in that sin, he's condemned. He goes to hell. But anywhere while he's alive, the Lord was not counting his sins against him. Isn't that awesome? It's hard for a man. In fact, I was sitting out on the dock one day and some guys come out. And they were saying some bad things and everything. And I told them, I said, you know what you guys need is Jesus. One of the guys said, oh, man, he said, Scrivener, he said, you don't have any idea what I've done wrong. He said, even God couldn't save me. I said, but he's not even holding your sins against you at this point. What are you talking about? I said, when he sent his son, he made peace with the world. And he reconciled the world to himself. And at this point, he doesn't even remember your sin. I don't care what you've done. It's like you've never sinned before in your life. I said, you can come to Jesus right now. I guarantee you, he will in no ways turn you away. He'll clean you up and make you a brand new creature in Christ. He said, you got to be kidding. I said, no, I'm telling you the truth. He said, you mean I could just say, Jesus, I want you as my Lord and Savior. He'll save me just like that. I said, yes, sir. Guarantee it. That man fell right there, started crying. He said, God, I did. He said, is this what this man's telling me is true? If what he's telling me is true, I want you as my Savior. Led that man to Jesus right there on the dock out at DFW Airport on his knees. He didn't know that God had already made peace with man through the blood of his Son and had reconciled the world to himself. 1 Corinthians 5:17 through 21, Paul tells you the same thing again, just like he does right here in Colossians. Same story. Exactly. That he was busy through the blood of his Son reconciling the world to himself, not holding his sins against us. Well, once we become children of God, why do we have so many problems in the church then after we become children of God? I'll tell you why. The problem's right here. We don't read the book. The average Christian has so little knowledge of this book. Oh, they may have read it once or twice or three or four times, but that's it. They don't stay in it every day. They don't pray over it every day. I mean, they don't spend hours with God every day in His Word. You want to get revelation from Him, you got to really be serious with God. You know, and if you want to really be serious with God and spend time, I know just like Ty, he gets up every morning about 4 to 6, somewhere in that neighborhood, and he spends the first 2 or 3 hours of his every day with God. Well, now Dave Rosenfeld's doing the same thing. He's getting up at 6 or 6:30 and something like that. He spent 2 or 3 hours every morning with God. You talk about getting prayers answered? You know what Dave said his goal is? You know what Dave said his goal is for prayer, answers to prayer? 100% healing for everybody he prays for. Amen. That's his goal. He said, I'm going to get there. I'm going to spend the time with God till I can get to the point where I'm walking so obedient to His Word that whatever I ask God for, He'll do for me every time. And every person I pray for, I get them to repent of their sins and get them to do what God says. Said, I want to see an answer to my prayer every time I pray. And that's where Dave's at tonight. He's out ministering to a family. You know, this family, he said, and when they said, we want Pastor Thurman to come out and pray over us, he said, well, he just don't do that much anymore. He don't have time. They said, well, how about you? Dave said, well, I don't have time either, you know, to come to a home like that. And before the evening was over, they had convinced him to come. And he said, okay, I will come sometime. They said, good, we'll be waiting for you this evening. So, boy, they got him, nailed him right there. So that's where he's at tonight. But he's out about the Lord's work. Now, see, Dave has been cured of an incurable lifelong disease. And we also made a couple of shows about his testimony while we were out there. And he knows what's required. He knows, he said, when I got my healing, I didn't know how I got there. He got healed, but didn't know how he done it. And now he knows how. Now he knows how it works. And so if he can teach somebody what he's learned, he knows unless somebody has committed a sin unto death, then he can get anybody healed if he'll just stay, he'll just go there. So it's kind of wonderful. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of his blood on the cross. This includes you who were once so far away from God. See, it don't matter how far away you were, He made peace with you. Then He says, you were His enemies. How many of us were His enemies? All of us. You were His enemies, separated from Him by your evil thoughts and your actions. What is it separates us from God? Evil thoughts and actions. I mean, even as a Christian, do you have to learn to capture your thoughts? Amen. For if you don't, I mean, you're going to be separated from God again. You know that? Because between the flesh and the devil, you can have the wrong thoughts come to your mind. You know, I mean, it'll beat you every time. I mean, to walk where God commands us to walk here is not an easy thing. It is definitely not. This includes those. So he says, yet now He has brought you back as His friends. Now then, technically speaking, that word there that they put in this particular translation is really not true. When He brought us back and we accepted Him, we are no longer God's friends. We are God's children. And there's a big difference between a friend and a child. In other words, Terry and Frank, sitting up here in the front row, have got three beautiful sons. Them three boys, they will do things for them three boys they wouldn't even do for me. And I might be their pastor. But they love their boys more than they do me, I can tell you for sure. A whole lot more than they do me. They might do a lot of nice things for me, but they do a whole lot nicer things for them boys because they're their children. Now, that's the way you got to get this with God. God is not our friend. He's our dad. Amen. And we are His children. And get a hold of that. So if you walk in obedience to His Word, that's why He can make that covenant with you. There's nothing I won't give you if you'll ask me. Nothing. What an awesome statement from God. And He didn't just make it once or twice. He made it over and over and over. Yep. He has done this through His death on the cross, in His own human body. As a result, He has brought you into the very presence of God, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before Him without a single fault. Well, when He cleans you up, He must have done a good job, didn't He? Did He do a really good job?
Oh, yeah.
Now then, we need to stay that way. Once He cleans us up and makes us holy, then we need, as His children, we need to walk holy and obedient to His Word and not get into any kind of strife or unforgiveness or anything, because all those sins, that's part of the dark kingdom. And that will bring sickness and disease to our bodies.
So we don't want to go there. But you must continue, as he goes on to say there, without a single fault, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand in it firmly. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, and I, Paul, have been appointed by God to proclaim it. Is that good news? Amen. You and I have been washed in the blood, made sons and daughters of God. If we will realize who we are as children of the King and that we'll walk in obedience to His Word, we can go to heights and places, I mean, that is beyond your wildest dreams. Just think. Just a few years ago, I was a normal Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher. And now I've been called crazy because I stepped into the world of faith. But you know, the Word of God will change lives. In fact, I have learned these principles of God's Word, and I teach them. Of course, I use Frank. Y'all all know Frank and Terry. And you know their testimony, or most of you do, but as they have believed these mighty promises, here is a couple that, in fact, I'm going to tell this because it was on the DVD. She had got into such unforgiveness toward her husband. Now, this guy she married, she loved him enough to marry him, and a little while later, she's praying, God, kill him. This is true, and it's what you said on the tape. God, kill my husband, but do it in an automobile accident where I'll get double indemnity where I can pay for the house. That's how bad the devil had got a hold of you, Terry. That's right. And she'll agree with that. But see, she had no idea, and I told her whenever I heard her say that, I said, aren't we glad that God doesn't answer every prayer?
Faith works through love.
Yeah, that's right. Faith works through love. And so when I met Terry and told her what to do, and she finally did it, very reluctantly, you know, because she just couldn't go there. This business, you know, like, wives, obey your husbands.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.